It's been provided for us, or indeed inflicted on us, for years now. Music seems to be everywhere, in crowded lifts, in shopping centres, on the phone. But so far, it hasn't always accompanied the bing-bong announcements to be found in the arrivals and departure terminals of British airports. Well, it seems that's now changing. Our correspondent Sarah Campbell has been to City Airport in London to find out whether passengers are finding the experience harmonious or horrendous.
As shoes are removed, toes are visibly tapping to the sound of Adele. The airport now has a soundtrack for its security area with 500 specially chosen songs on the playlist. Billy Shallow, whose job is to improve the experiences of passengers, says finding the right music has been a challenge. So what difference can a certain song make? Airport staff consulted a music psychologist from the University of Sheffield, Dr. Stephanie Bramley.
It might act as a positive distraction, so it might distract us from when we're waiting to be searched. It might actually also make us feel a little bit calmer or relaxed just from going through the process of being searched in a security environment.
Background music can be an irritation to some, but passengers today were overwhelmingly in favour.
I do like it, it's very calming.
It creates a very nice sort of ambience as you come through the security system.
And people will soon be able to go online and pick the music they prefer to queue to.
Sarah Campbell reporting from City Airport. The Indian government has put forward plans to ban commercial surrogacy, the practice of one woman bearing a baby for others. If approved by Parliament, the law will also block foreigners, people of Indian origin, single parents and homosexuals from having children in India through surrogacy. Infertility groups have criticised the proposed law, saying it could lead to an illegal surrogacy industry.
For years, civil society groups have been calling for a total ban on commercial surrogacy because they argue that the system has been misused. For example, the women, they don't get enough money to rent their homes. And number two, if a child is born like disabled or handicapped with some deformity, what happens to the child? Do they leave the child back in India, or they take those children with them, the foreigners who come to India?